Neil Atkinson, Jurgen Klopp, you've heard of him. I want to take back 12 months. I haven't seen you in person for 3 years. I want to take it back 12 months. It feels mad, doesn't it? Because the two-year gap for all of us feels weird. 12 months ago, your team, you hadn't played in front of a capacity crowd for over a year.
Okay.
When you think about last season, the huge journey we all go on, do you think about that part of it as well? Was that almost part of what got everyone going, got everyone excited? We're back in front of our people.
So the interesting part now is I didn't think a while about it. So like we had that, and if you would have asked me how long did you play without supporters, I'm not sure I would have said more than a year.
Yeah.
So that's really crazy, because that was the strangest experience ever in football for me. I know we had a discussion like half a year before the pandemic kicked in, before we had to play behind closed doors. And it was about, with some other coaches, what about how would football look without supporters? Well, I'm a big advocate of don't want to know, because it makes no sense then. Why would you try that? Other people say, yeah, could improve that, but it would make this less enjoyable, all these kind of things. And all of a sudden it happens. It was like a bad dream. So I don't want to think about it anymore and don't have real memories. But it's no coincidence that the last season was better than the one before, for different reasons, but this is a massive reason.
When you think about recruiting players, bringing young players through, seeing what they're about, do you actually think about how they'll respond to the crowd? Is that part of your thing? Because is this part of it? Do you want people who go, I love this noise, this passion, this is part of what you're looking for? Or do you think that they just select themselves?
We all dream of this when we play. So that's a difference. You cannot be too introverted when you become a football player, because your dreams are all similar. You want to play in front of the biggest crowds in the world. You want to play with, when it really matters the most, all these kind of things. And that's how we all are educated. So the good thing is when we speak to players, in the beginning I had to mention that kind of, and then there's Anfield. So, but yeah, we don't have to mention anymore. You made us really famous again in this department. So we are. That's all clear. When you can ask Darwin how much he enjoyed the atmosphere when he played here. Same for Lewis. When you speak to them, it's like, my God, when I was here, it was so incredible.